Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bose. As many of you know, I've been to China a few times and have attended several events there. I love going there. I've had great experiences in China, so I tend to follow some news out of China fairly regularly. This week is the fifth anniversary of the Chinese government's decision to rescind or reverse the one-child-only policy. The policy change, which allows every family in China to have two children, was announced on October 29, 2015. And the policy had been in place formally for about 25 years and informally for about 35 years. But here's what's interesting. After an initial spike in 2016, China's birth rate actually has fallen in each of the following 3 years, which has confounded the expectations of both officials and academics who study this kind of thing. In 2019, China recorded only 14.65 million births, while the birth rate fell to under 10.5 per 1,000 people, the lowest level since 1952. There are lots of reasons why the birth rate's going down in China. Cost of living is increased, highly competitive school systems, childcare concerns, much like here in the United States, especially in the Chinese cities where both parents are most likely working. Lots of challenges, and elder care as well. China is facing an elder care and an elderly population problem, making it just working parents in China have many of the same challenges that working parents here in the United States have. So even though the policy has been rescinded and parents are free to have that second child, many of them, in fact, even most of them, are not doing so. And after reading the article, I wondered, well, what's happening to the birth rate in the United States? I wonder if we're seeing some of the same things. And we don't have any kinds of policies, right, from our government. We've never had them about how many children people were allowed to have. It's largely the same kind of phenomenon here in the United States as well. According to the CDC, the number of babies born in the United States hit its lowest level in more than three decades in 2019, continuing a five-year downward trend. In 2019, the U.S. had 3.75 million births, which was down about 1% from 2018, and the lowest level since 1985, according to the CDC. So in the two world's largest economies, we're seeing declining, almost precipitously declining birth rates, while populations are getting older, speaking living longer, elder care costs are going up, child care costs are going up too, making the squeeze on working parents, both in China and here at the U.S., more acute than ever. This is super interesting. I'm going to keep looking at this data. I find it fascinating, and I find it really fascinating that despite vast differences between work and life and certainly governmental policies in China and the United States, we're seeing very, very similar outcomes, at least in the area of fertility and birth rates. Super fascinating stuff. I hope you found it interesting too. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.